This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state's unemployment program lost more money to fraud than first thought. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports.
Until recently, Colorado officials said that they had lost about $4 million in payments to unemployment scammers. But state officials are boosting that estimate to about $20 million to $30 million. That number would still fall far short of the estimates from other states. California officials said they'd paid out $11 billion on fraudulent claims, making up about a tenth of their benefit payments. Colorado officials say they'll give more details later this week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Thousands of people vaccinated for COVID in Colorado Springs have to do it again. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports on problems with a clinic managing doses.
Investigators found that the Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic may not have stored its vaccines at the right temperature, which could have rendered them ineffective. People who got their first shots at the Dr. MoMA Clinic are recommended to wait until the date when they'd normally get their second shot, and then start the process over again. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The Poudre School District has a new superintendent. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The Poudre Board of Education picked Brian Kingsley from 28 applicants. He's currently the chief academic officer of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools, the nation's 18th largest school system. Board members cited his experience in closing racial gaps in opportunity and achievement. Kingsley's been a teacher, principal, and administrator at some of the nation's largest and most diverse school systems. He starts July 1st. Douglas County and Denver school districts are still searching for superintendents. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coming up, how to manage public lands is an eternal debate in the West. Do you prioritize drilling, grazing, recreation, or conservation? Coming up, we'll hear what Coloradans think about the new head of the agency charged with juggling all those interests.
Now is the time for all of us to have a frank conversation about the future of our shared resources. I'll not pretend that this moment of reflection will be easy.
What could Deb Hollins heading to the Interior Department mean for Colorado? We'll have that story for you coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. This is CPR News.